Mary O'Neill joins us in studio. How are you?
Yeah.
Feeling spooky?
I'm good. I'm good. I have to say, I love Halloween. I kind of love old school Halloween. And that's what we're talking about this morning. If you head over to WLR's social, either Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, you'll see a picture of the old masks, or well, a selection of six of the old 1980s masks. Yeah. So those of us of a certain age will remember them from our childhood.
Yeah. I love the pirate one. I don't ever remember seeing the pirate one, but it's very, very cool. But I definitely had the green witch face.
Yeah, well, actually, I put this up on my own Instagram and the main reaction was to the green witch.
Yeah.
And for those of you that can see it online, there's a red devil face as well. My brother Tommy had that one.
Yeah.
I remember it so well.
I think I had the bottom left one. It's kind of a white face with
a white
skeleton.
Kind of
skeleton.
A skeleton.
Yeah. What it is. Yeah. Would they have passed health and safety in 2021?
Well, I mean, this is what I was going to say next. My main memory of Halloween in the 1980s was the sweating under those masks.
Because they're plastic.
It would be running down inside the mask by the time you were finished.
I can still feel it. And then your costume was a mask, and then you had one of two things. You had a white sheet or you had a black plastic sack.
Yeah. And that was it.
It was great.
None of these fancy costumes that are top of the range, kind of padded and quilted and everything else to make you look like a superhero.
No.
And like, you know, the holes were never properly placed.
No.
You sounded like Darth Vader breathing in them.
Oh my God.
And there was no mouth.
No. But I have.
And my favourite bit as well, and the hooks that they hung on the shelf in the shop were part of the mask up the top. You couldn't even remove the hook.
Oh yeah.
They were so done on the cheap. It was like they were probably still a couple of quid.
They probably were. And I'm wondering, did they last from year to year? Because my childhood memory is that they were always the same ones. I'd say they were just thrown in a box somewhere.
Yeah.
And a few other things as well. We trick or treated, but as a child, I never said trick or treat. I used to just stand there at the door staring at people with my bag. But we did, myself and my friends did go door to door and get our sweets and eat them. So I think that hasn't changed.
Were you ever made sing? Like, is that the whole thing about trick or treat?
Yeah,
is it
is.
You're supposed to either you get a sweet or something, or you have to perform.
Yeah.
I remember when a lady lived near us used to make us sing. Mm.
Really? We did nothing. We stood there staring.
Give us sweets.
Give us sweets. We're talking as well about games, and actually there's a lot of reaction on Facebook already, because we've asked people, what were the games he played as children?
Yeah.
So unhygienic, can I just say to start?
Well, gross.
We used to have a bowl of water where Mam would put coins into it, and you dipped your head in to try and fish out a coin
with your mouth.
But everybody else did the same thing
in the same basin that your dad washed his feet in for his corns.
There was the bobbing. Somebody, Karen Glancy on Facebook now has a list, and they all sound familiar to me. Bobbing for apples, nuts and coins. Apple hanging, and you had to bite.
Yes. That was really hard.
Yeah, we played
your
that
hands
hard.
Behind your back.
Yeah. Blind man's bluff. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Witch's broom. Don't know that one, but she said it's where you were blindfolded and you had to guess who it was poking you.
Yes.
Oh.
I have vague recollection.
You
of that.
Have memories of poking.
And was it Halloween, or did we just do it at Halloween, pin the tail on the donkey, blindfolded as well?
I think that was more birthday parties.
Oh, was it?
I think so. Somebody else remembers the plastic witch. The best days, simpler times. And a lot of people saying bobbing for apples.
Yeah,
we did another thing where Mam would put a mound of flour and she'd put maybe like a chestnut or something on the top of it, and you had to cut slices of flour as though it were a cake, but if the chestnut fell off, your face was pushed into the flour. Again, it's not something that you could do nowadays. None of these games would pass health and safety nowadays, but it was the 80s. It was an anything goes era.
It was okay in the 80s. There's an entire series in that.
Yeah, the Calvin Harris song, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, acceptable in the 80s.
But that feeling of actually being able to pick up the money in your mouth, it was such a great feeling. You were there trying to suck it up, like, you know what I mean, while you were inhaling all the water that everyone else has spat.
Oh, it's just the thought of it now. I haven't had my breakfast
yet.
How
did we not inhale more? Like, how did we get away with that?
I don't know.
We all survived the 80s, lads.
We
all survived the 80s. Fair play to us.
Physically, anyway.